2 years ago, Kim Jong-nam went to Kuala Lumpur's international airport to board a flight to Macau. Security footage showed two women walking up behind him. One put her hands on his face, then both walked away. Shortly afterwards, the exiled half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un collapsed and died from what tests showed to be the lethal nerve agent, VX. Malaysian authorities quickly arrested two foreigners, Duan Thi Huang of Vietnam and Indonesian Siti Asia. Both women were charged with murder, along with four North Korean men, but they had already boarded flights to Pyongyang. Police also wanted to question three men inside the North Korean embassy, but they were allowed to leave after a diplomatic standoff, which left the two women holding the bag. Both maintained they were innocent dupes. They thought they were part of a prank for a television show. After high-level lobbying from Indonesia, charges were dropped against Siti Asia in March, and last week, Duan Thi Huang was allowed to plead to a lesser charge and released after more than 2 years in prison. U.S. and South Korean authorities say there is no doubt the murder was ordered by Kim Jong-un to eliminate a potential rival. Publicly, at least, Malaysia has been more circumspect, but privately, officials are reportedly furious that North Korea used a banned weapon of mass destruction at the country's largest airport. North Korea vehemently denies any responsibility. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.